Morning show today. We're going to talk about the Spring Green Library and a special event coming up there and libraries in general. But in particular, we put the focus on Spring Green today. Shannon Boyce, Friends of Library President, is our guest in the studio today to talk about the upcoming festivities. But good to have you in the studio with us today, Shannon.
Oh, it's so lovely. Thank you for having me, Phil. I really appreciate it.
Tell us a bit about yourself, if you would.
Sure. Born in Texas, but raised just a town over in Spring Green, or two towns over. Let's not forget Gotham. as you said, I'm the president of the Friends of the Library. I'm a graphic designer. I freelance.
Have you always had an interest in libraries?
I have, yes, always. I have loved books forever. My grandmother set me up with a monthly book thing when I was very little, and then I have all sorts of lovely memories at the Spring Green Library when it used to be in the basement of our village hall, and then in the early 90s they built the building it's in now, and I grew up right across the street from it, so we were there all the time.
Do you recall the first book you ever checked out?
Oh, my gosh.
I do.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what yours is, but I do, yes.
What was yours?
Well, the author's name was Burgess, and I think you can still get them, but they were like a rabbit book, and there was every animal in the forest had their own book, but Burgess was the author, and I remember checking that out and then reading the whole series.
Oh, so. That's so lovely.
Yeah, right. I was a big reader back then.
Yeah, oh.
Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn and all those things.
Oh, yes, the classics.
So, the classics,
definitely.
Absolutely. So that builds a lifelong love of reading.
Definitely.
And I'm glad to know that it's not a lost art, that young people are still able to check out books, right?
It's so lovely. We have such wonderful children's programs, and this summer coming in and out of the library, kids running in and out and so excited with their big stacks of books, and it's really, really wonderful. To see, really heartwarming.
So did you get promoted, or did you run for office to become president of the Friends?
Well, I was recruited, and when I was recruited to join the board, many of the women on the board had been on the board for years and years and years, some as long as 20, 25 years, and many of them were looking to retire, and the president at the time, she said, I'll go one more year and that's it. And when it became clear that maybe there wasn't going to be anyone else, I thought to myself, well, I've always been really good as a group leader of projects, and this is not that different, and I could do that. So I stepped forward. I first talked to three of the women who had been presidents in the past, just to see, you know, what's the gist here? What do you do? And they thought that I could do it as well. And so I put my name forward and was voted on.
The mission of the Friends, what's like one of the main missions?
Yeah, I guess our biggest thing that we do is fundraising, but it's also, you know, making sure people have access to the library, to knowledge, for many reasons, because the library, it's not just a place that you can go check out a book. You can get movies, there's computer access, it's a warm or a cool place depending on the season, public restrooms. We have an insane periodical collection that people love to look at our newspapers and our magazines. So it's a community hub.
Mm-hmm. Lots of resources there for inquiring minds, but also somebody that might be working on a paper. I mean, I think students still do that too.
Definitely. Yeah, I hope so. I hope that AI hasn't outsourced that for us. I hope that the kids are still coming to the library for research.
You have a fundraiser coming up. I know that you like to talk about Shannon.
We do, yeah.
A local man who is pretty well known in these parts.
He is very well known and much beloved, I would say. James DeVita, who is a core company actor at American Players Theater and a community member in Spring Green and an author. Yeah, his book, Sanctuary, came out this past April. And it was a big deal. It's his first book with an agent, and it was published by Penguin Random House. So it's the real deal, and it's a really good book. It's gripping. It's a thriller. It really pulls you in from the first sentence, and you just can't put it down. I read it in one day. Actually,
is that binge reading? Do they call it?
Yes, exactly.
That's a good thing. That's better than binge watching, I think.
Yes, so. I agree.
But it had to be good to hold your interest like that.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely. Yeah. The story and the characters. I mean, it feels very real. I feel like the research he did and whatever it almost gave me a little bit of anxiety, like, oh my gosh, could something like this really happen? And in that way, the realness of it, you know, the characters feel so real, and you really see what's happening. It feels very cinematic, and yeah, he's a beautiful writer.
So it is fiction.
It is fiction. Yes, correct. And the gist of it is that things in the United States have not gone well. Climate change has hit, and there's this billionaire, and he has built himself and his family an underground bunker in Kansas. And when everything goes bad, they escape to the bunker and go underground. But they're not the only ones there. There are a bunch of people, local people in the town, who have come out, and they're living above ground in the house that's built there. And it's this play between these two people, the sort of haves and have-nots, and what happens, and it ends up, you know, kind of everyone's a loser in this game. Fascinating, very interesting read.
Could be a movie someday, it sounds like.
Right? Oh my gosh, yes. I could totally see that.
So tell us about the event that will feature Jim DeVita.
Yeah, so we're calling it a book tasting, and it's, again, it's a fundraiser for the Spring Green Library. It's going to be held on Sunday, September 13th at the White School in Spring Green. And it's going to be catered by Red Barn Catering. So it'll start at 11:30 in the morning, and we'll have a beautiful catered lunch. And then we're going to have a discussion with James about the book and about reading and libraries. And we are accepting questions when you buy your ticket. So you can, if there's anything you're burning to ask about this specific book or about writing a book, you can write in your question, and we'll just have a lovely discussion that'll last about an hour. And then after that, James has been very kind, and he's going to sign anyone's book who would like. And in addition to the lunch and the talk, in the cost of the ticket, you will also get a book. And if you already have the book, which seems to be the case for a lot of Spring Greenians, you can choose to donate the cost to the friends, and we'll give that right over to the library. It's $100 for a ticket. And the event will be about 2 hours, maybe three, depending on how long the signing goes at the end.
Do you have a burning question you want to ask about it that you could share?
Oh my gosh, I did make some notes the other day, because I am meeting James this afternoon to sort of start some research. But I think one of the things I wanted to ask him is, what are some of the books he read in preparation to write this book? Because it feels very informed. Like, he didn't just sit down and make all of this up. Like, I think he must have done some reading on a number of subjects to get to where he got to write this.
I would think you would almost have to.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And you said this is his fourth book. I had no idea.
I believe so, yes. He has, his book before this was called A Winsome Murder, and then he has a book called Silenced, which is a young adult novel, and then another young adult novel called Blue. So I believe this is his fourth. And then he also adapts plays. So he has written several adaptations of Shakespeare and things as well.
I wonder where he finds the time.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
Working full time and then doing this full time too.
Yeah, yes, so. Definitely.
Good. So busy, it's a man. Good event. Is there a deadline for people to get tickets?
There is, yes. If you would like to purchase your ticket, you should do so by the end of the day this Friday, September 4th.
So that's a good thing to mark on the calendar.
Yep.
Is there the money raised from this then, Shannon, is there a specific goal for the Spring Green Library?
We're with the money raised for this. So the tickets are pretty limited. We're only able to have 50 people at the event. I don't know if anybody out there has been to the White School in Spring Green, but it's not a massive venue. It'll be a pretty intimate event. And so with the money raised from this, it's going to benefit the periodical collection at the Spring Green Library, which, as I said earlier, is a highly used, very popular section, which I know maybe feels a little incongruous to the lives we live today, where we're all reading things like that on our phones, but we really, it's very popular. People come in, there are big squishy armchairs, and you know, it's a little community related, but also people just sit in silence and they grab a magazine or a newspaper, and it's really lovely to witness and equally lovely to sit down and read something.
I'm glad to know that they still do that, because as a lot of the periodicals have gone to online.
They have. That's very true. Yeah. But yeah, we still get, you know, the Wisconsin State Journal and the New York Times, all the big newspapers. They may not be daily anymore, but we certainly get the bigger weekend editions. And in addition to a number of magazines. And I know our library director, Emily, was very surprised at how popular our periodical section was and how big it is. Like, we have this a lot to choose from.
That's great. And in your area, I think about, you know, you have APT and you have, you know, all the Frank Lloyd Wright, Taliesin and all of those things. It's nice that you can kind of utilize those resources and people that work there and kind of work together, isn't it?
It is. It's really lovely. Yeah. American Players Theater has been wonderful. The marketing woman out there, Hannah, we sat down and she was like, oh my gosh, yes, we would love to help you. And so they shared our event on their newsletter and on their social media. And, you know, it really is very community-based. I think all really enjoy working together, and we all live together. You know, we're all in Spring Green, and it's wonderful to have, you know, a Tony Award-winning theater and a UNESCO World Heritage Site right down the road.
Not everybody has that.
Not everybody has that.
Community's a lot larger than Spring Green as well.
Yeah.
Are you always looking for volunteers?
We are, yeah. If you're interested in volunteering, you can send us an email at friendssglibrary@gmail.com. And yeah, we would love to have you. We're also always looking for people to join and become Friends members. If that's something you're interested, you can go to the Spring Green Library website, and there's a tab you can go to and look for the Friends of the Library, and you can download a form and sign up to be a friend. We would love to have you.
What are some things that volunteers might do then?
Yeah, so we have three or four events during the year, and we for volunteers, we ask, you know, that they come in and help us set up events. We do a lot of used book sales. Our big fundraiser after the book tasting will be the first Saturday in December for Country Christmas. And we call it our Bacon Book Sale. And so you would come in and help us organize all the books and price them and price the baked goods. And it's usually a couple days to set up but it does end up being some sort of manual labor if you want to volunteer. Not always, though. I am always looking for people to hang up posters for us for our events and to create signs. So there's a number of things that you can do to help us out.
Wonderful. And in terms of some things going on this fall, I mean, I guess we should maybe talk about the summer, because, you know, the summer you had a lot of kids programs going on there. Was it pretty successful?
We did. Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah. And our big event during the summer was we have a community-wide garage sale. And this year we worked together with the Spring Green Community Center. And we did kind of half and half. They worked on the garage sale portion, and we worked on what we call a book rummage. And it's sort of our less organized book sale, books in boxes, and people get to come and dig through and find treasures. And we sold treats and drinks this year, which was really nice. And it's a It's a crazy event. It's so popular. We get people from all over. I just spoke with our library director, Emily, and she said, well, we need to nail the dates down for 2027 because people are going to start calling in January about when this thing will be again. So we're looking at nailing down the dates for next year for that. But yeah, very, very popular event.
It's great fun to be digging. And, you know, I dig for other things like vinyl records and things like that.
Yes.
But it's really cool to find a long lost book or something you didn't know that you needed, right?
It is. Yeah. And I think this event is fun in that way because you can come and dig through all of our books and find something amazing. And then you can go out and shop all of the different garage sales all over the area and find other treasures, you know, clothes and electronics and et cetera, et cetera.
Can you still check out DVDs?
You can.
That's not a thing of the past?
No, it's not a thing of the past. I don't know how much longer it will go forward. I don't know how much money they're putting into the collection these days. But movies are definitely very popular. You can definitely check out, and I shouldn't say even just movies, but they have TV shows as well, seasons of TV shows.
That's great. Can people donate, like if they're done with their DVDs or they're done with their books, do they donate them?
Yeah, actually, the Friends of the Library has a used book collection, and in books we also take DVDs, and it's actually the first Saturday of each month, so it's coming up this Saturday, and it'll be from 10 a.m. until noon. And it's in the community room at the Spring Green Library.
What about contributions financially?
Yeah, we would love that. Donations are definitely much appreciated. And if that's something you're interested in, you can mail a check to the Spring Green Library, and they'll make sure, just say that you want it to go to the Friends, and it will. I mean, there's really not much of a difference. It cycles through us and goes right back to the library.
Really cool to hold that book in your hands, though, you know, because I've had a Kindle for a number of years, and I don't know that I've ever read a book on it. I think I've just scrolled online, you know. I want to have that real book in my hands.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I'm a real book reader. I love the smell of books and the heft of them in your hands. I love to be able to just, like, look down and see, oh, I'm about 3/4 of the way through. Yeah, it's magical reading a book. I almost always have one in my bag with me wherever I go.
Yeah. You don't go to the last page first, though.
Sometimes I do. I like to know what happens. The real world is harsh enough, you know. In my books, I like to be able to sometimes skip forward and, you know, see how it ends.
And you can do that with a real
book.
And
you can.
Right. So, and it's great. And it's great to introduce books to a young person and watch, as they used to say, their world grow, right?
It is. Yeah, yes. My niece Mildred is a big reader, and every time she comes over, we almost always end up going over to the library so that she can check out a new book. And so it's talking about what she's reading, and it expands your world in such a beautiful way.
Do you have any other events with authors planned down the road?
We don't at this point, but if the book tasting goes well this year, it's definitely something we would look into doing again, and we'd love to feature other local authors. So if you're a local author out there and you want your book featured, reach out to us.
Great. What makes you most proud to be a member of the Friends of the Library of Spring Green?
That's a difficult question. I'm so proud of our library. We have such a wonderful library. It's, as I'm sure anyone anywhere would say about their own library, you know, it's such a community hub, and it's impossible to go into the library and not run into someone and chat for a while. And I feel like we have such a wonderful director and wonderful librarians. They really care, you know, they take time to help you find things and answer your questions. And it's just a really, really, really lovely, lovely library to represent.
Absolutely. And we're so fortunate that we have them in our small towns in the area here.
We are. We really are. Yeah. I'm so grateful for libraries in general, wherever you are. I know Richland Center is not in the South Central Library System. So I never go over to the Richland Center Library, although I kind of should. I have heard it's a really good library.
It is.
But
yes,
it's so fun to bop around to the different libraries where my card works, and I'll just go and see, you know, what do they have? I love looking at the sort of Serendipity collection or Lucky Day collection and just seeing, you know, what's around, what's new, and Yeah.
It's nice to see that communities have invested in that. Muscadet has a nice library that's fairly new as well.
Oh, nice.
And you go down Highway 14, Black Earth has one.
It has a lovely library, as Mazo also has a little library in the old train depot there.
So that's great that it's continuing on.
It is.
Anything else you want to add about the James DeVita event coming up later this month?
Not that I can think of. Just that we would really, we'd really love to have you there. I think it's going to be a really wonderful event. Like I said, it's a small venue, so it's going to be really intimate. You're really going to get to talk to the author, and I think in that way it'll be beautiful. And the food sounds like it's going to be amazing. So it'll be a really, really fun time. I'm really excited.
And through Eventbrite.com?
Yep, through Eventbrite.com, yep.
You have a book in your future? You going to write a book?
Well, I do have a little something started on my computer.
Good for you. Good
I don't work on it every day. That's James's thing is, you got to sit down and work on it every day. And I don't work on it every day, but I work on it at least monthly. So, yeah, that's a dream.
They say all of us have a book in them. So
they do. Yeah. It's a little bit like digging for treasure.
There you are.
Yeah.
And I think about things sometimes, and I need to have just a journal to write down, because, you have all these thoughts and it's hard to sit down and think of them all at once.
It is. Yeah. I have many, many notes on my notes app on my phone with ideas.
Absolutely. So we all should get to work on that. Well, good luck to you. We hope it goes well for you. And again, the deadline to get tickets is this Friday then.
Yep. Thank you so much, Phil. I really appreciate you having me.
Nice having you in here. Shannon Boyce, friends of the library president of the Spring Green Library, and again, the James DeVita event coming up later this month in our area. We'll have more of the morning show coming up.